Hey friends, before we dig into today's episode, I just have a quick disclaimer. This episode is not bashing therapy or mental health counseling. I know that the title kind of makes it seem like that. It's a little bit clickbaity, but that is not how I feel at all. Therapy is extremely important. I firmly believe that licensed professional counselors and therapists are highly skilled and gifted people. I respect them immensely. I would actually really love to become one someday. That is a goal of mine. But the reason why we're doing this episode is because I did some pretty extensive market research late last fall. And some of the most common phrases that women who've had abortions said to me were, therapy is not working. And so even though therapy is good and we should encourage it, there can be roadblocks when we are going through therapy. And so we're going to go over three reasons why therapy might not be helping you heal from your abortion. And I will also give you some tips on how you can kind of combat that so that therapy can be a good way for you to find that hope and healing. So I hope you're ready, because here we go. Are you struggling with the pain of a past abortion and longing for help but don't know where to turn? Have you been made to believe that your sin of abortion is too big and too bad? Friend, if that's you, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Does God Forgive Abortion podcast. I'm Brittany, and you wouldn't know it just by looking at me, but I too walked through the doors of an abortion clinic and ended the life of my unborn child. I thought for years that I had committed the one sin that was unforgivable, and I awaited punishment from God. After years of prompting from the Holy Spirit, I finally found redemption and hope through Jesus. Now that I am healed, God has placed a calling on my heart to walk alongside you so that you can find true hope and healing too. If you're ready to recognize that God has a true plan and purpose for you, no matter what you have done in your past, then this podcast is for you. Fill up your favorite mug with some coffee and crack open your Bible, because it's time to receive the good, good news. Hey friend, did you know that we have a Facebook community for Christian women that are healing from the past decision of abortion? We do. We share prayer requests, scripture readings, and really so much more in there. It's becoming a great community of women that lift each other up and just really are able to be vulnerable and share pieces of their story that they just can't share anywhere else. So if you are looking for community with other women that are healing from abortion, we would absolutely love for you to join us. You can join us at bit.ly/DGFA group. Or you can grab the link in the show notes. And I'd also love to invite you to become an insider to receive weekly emails that may have some updates, devotionals, other exclusive content. You know the drill. Just never any spam, I promise. If you would like to sign up for those, you can sign up at bit.ly/DGFA email, or that link will be in the show notes as well. Now, before we start today's episode, I want to actually give you a quick apology. I noticed something recently, and I felt really convicted about it. And that has been that I have been saying abortion in singular terms pretty much exclusively. And we need to remember that about half of US women that are having abortions right now have actually had one previously. So about half of abortions then would be repeat abortions. And so if that's you and you're listening to this podcast, I just want you to hear that you are absolutely not alone, and that God loves you and He forgives you, and you are not too far from Him. And it does not matter how many abortions you've had, whether it be 1, 2, 6, it does not matter. God loves you and He can forgive you, and there is redemption possible for you. And going forward, I will do better at being more intentional about this. But just know that that's where my heart is. I do truly believe that you are 100% forgiven if you repent. And so being that I've had one, I think it's just easier for me to revert to that language. And so I need to just apologize to you and let you know that that's where my heart is. So I just wanted to give you that message today. So let's talk therapy. Now, I said at the beginning in the intro that during the market research that we did late last fall, one of the main phrases that I saw was, therapy is not helping me. And I will always encourage therapy alongside change behavior and growth with God. I think all of these things can work so well together. And so, again, this episode is not about bashing therapy, and this isn't an episode about picking only one thing to better yourself and only one thing to help you heal. It's actually about talking about how these things can really work together. So we do need to address why therapy might not be working for you. And this could be a few different reasons. We're going to talk about three of them today. So let's just go ahead and get right into it. So the first reason that therapy might not be helping you heal from your past decision or decisions of abortion is that your therapist is either secular or pro-choice or both. Now, do not hear something that I'm not saying to you. I am not hating on secular therapists at all. I think they are highly educated people that are skilled in their jobs. They had to be licensed by going through a lot of training and education. And so I absolutely believe that there could be a ton of benefit in your life from seeing a secular therapist. That's not what I'm saying. But when you meet with a secular therapist, if faith isn't the foundation of your conversation with this person, you want to make sure that your discernment is strong and clear. Because what you are going to need to do is filter what is discussed during your sessions through what God's word says. Because while your secular therapist may not really be doing anything wrong per se, they may not be leading you in the direction that the word would be leading you. And so again, if you're going to continue to meet with a therapist that is secular, that does not have that Christian foundation, your discernment better be strong and clear. And that's going to go the same with a pro-choice therapist. And again, I am not hating on therapists that are pro-choice. I obviously don't agree with their stance. I am pro-life, but I still think that there could be, you know, a benefit from a pro-choice therapist in other areas of life because they are an educated person, they understand psychology, things like that. So again, I just want to acknowledge that. But when you go to a pro-choice therapist for abortion counseling, post-abortion counseling, instead of coming to repentance and surrendering your life to Christ, you're actually being affirmed by this person because this person believes that the choice was yours to make, and you, in, you know, quoting what many people will say, is you did the best thing that you could do at the time. And what we know is that Christ does not affirm sin. And I know that that's a hard truth to hear. And that's hard for me to hear sometimes too. So I totally get it. But it is the truth. So if a therapist is affirming your sin, they're affirming your choice to have an abortion, they're saying that it's good that you did this, it's kind of hard for you to heal from something and find forgiveness through Christ when you're being affirmed and told you did the right thing. Now, again, that doesn't mean that you want to find a therapist that's like completely, completely, completely way opposite and saying condemning things to you and making you feel kind of icky about yourself, like calling you names, saying, you know, not biblical things. That's not okay either. So ideally, we would want a therapist that shares the same belief in Christ so that we can feel more comfortable in knowing that their wisdom is biblical and sound. And so if you are listening to this and you are currently seeing a therapist and your therapist is either secular or pro-choice or both, and I do just want to note that just because a therapist is secular does not mean that they're pro-choice. There is an organization called Secular Pro-Life, which is full of, you know, more secular people that aren't Christian. Maybe they're agnostic or atheist and they are pro-life. So that they don't necessarily go together. But if you are seeing a therapist that is one of these things, I would really encourage you to highly consider seeing a therapist that you know is a Bible-believing Christian. If that's why you're listening to this podcast, you are a Bible-believing Christian, your therapist probably should be too. So I am going to link a resource for you in the show notes. Focus on the Family actually has this service available. So you can find that link in the show notes if you want to check that out. That would be online. I think they also have a resource so you could try to find some in your area. That's an option too. But I would just really highly encourage you to seek out a biblical foundation for your therapy. All right, the second reason why therapy might not be working for you in regards to healing your abortion is the fact that you have not told your therapist about your abortion or abortions. So you go to therapy, like you're going right now, but you have not told your therapist that piece of your life. You figure, I'm going to therapy, so therapy will fix me. I don't have to tell them everything. And I just want to encourage you to know that your therapist is trained to help you. That's what they are trained to do. Someone doesn't become a therapist just to go through the motions. I would venture to say that a majority of them are very passionate about what they do. And they can only help you if you are honest with them. So I actually kind of did this in the past. So I used to see a therapist when I was in early college, and I started seeing her for anger. I had severe anger issues. I had very bad road rage specifically. To the point where, I mean, I didn't ever chase anybody down and like scream at them or anything like that, but I would get a little aggressive behind the wheel. And it's, you know, I'm even embarrassed bringing it up because I just think about that and I'm like, why did I ever do that? But anyways, so I went to therapy for anger issues, and I actually knew my therapist sort of. She had been friends with my mom years and years ago. I didn't know that until after I was assigned to her. And I had told my mom, oh yeah, I have this person. And my mom was like, oh, she used to be my friend. And that kind of just was, you know, maybe I know that HIPAA is a thing. I know that my therapist like couldn't go talking to my mom. But when you like, sometimes it is so much easier to talk to somebody you don't know or who doesn't know you. You know what I mean? So that kind of like put a little crinkle in the situation. But this therapist also had an abortion in her past. And so I remember my mom actually telling me, you know, she had an abortion when we were friends, and you should feel comfortable telling her about yours. I think my mom, you know, kind of knew my daughter has changed in the years since she chose abortion. Maybe this is something, maybe her anger is a part of that. I don't know. My mom never actually said that to me, but for her to suggest that I tell my therapist this, I think it's possible. So anyway, I felt super uncomfortable at the thought of telling her about my abortion. Even though I knew that she had had one, I did not want to tell her. And it's partially, I mean, my mom knew about my abortion, so it's not like I was afraid that my privacy would be infringed upon and that she would tell my mom that. It was just, again, like I said, sometimes it's easier to talk to somebody you don't know. And so I actually did not tell my therapist about my abortion, and I really didn't connect my anger issues to my past decision of abortion. I just figured, I don't know, I just had anger. Now, I did see improvement in my life from seeing this therapist. I implemented what she taught me, and it helped me a lot. I'm proud to say today that I do not have road rage. I'm very calm, cool, and collected when I'm driving. I do sometimes get anxiety, but that's a completely different thing. I don't get angry at other people when they cut me off in traffic. I just back up a little bit and give them more room. Anyway, that's not what the episode's about. The point is, I saw improvement, but it was just surface level. I had so much more to heal from. And sometimes I wonder what healing would have looked like for me if I would have actually told her about my abortion. It wasn't until it would have been 8 or 9 years after that I finally got healing. So, friend, be honest with your therapist. Tell him or her about your abortion or abortions, because they can't help you if they don't know. The third reason why therapy might not be working for you is that you aren't pairing therapy with changed behavior. So, typically in therapy, you get some homework. At the end of your appointment, your therapist will give you an assignment. And my question for you would be, are you doing your homework? Are you implementing routines in your life to help you with what you're struggling with? If you're struggling with an eating disorder, are you utilizing the resources given to you to help you with that in addition to your therapy sessions? If you're struggling with depression, anxiety, mental health, are you changing your sleep patterns, your nutrition, your exercise regimen? If you're struggling with anger, are you implementing healthy coping mechanisms for this? Are you seeking out abortion recovery specific groups and communities? I know that those are hard to find at times, but they are out there. And your therapist actually might know of some. And you always can join our Facebook community. I said that at the beginning of the episode. You can join us at bit.ly/DGFA group or grab the link in the show notes. The point is, if you're not making changes in your life, things in your life won't change. They will stay stagnant. Venting to your therapist is great. It can be healing. It can make you feel good to get all of that out, get it off your chest. But healing is a much better feeling. And healing only happens when you change behavior and move through it and do the homework and meet with other women that are going through what you're going through. So could you relate to any of this? Trust me, I have been there too. So this is not accusatory. I've been right where you are. Healing is a process, and having people in our corner to help is so important. I hope that you will pray over what you learned today so that you can finally begin to move forward in your healing journey, because you deserve to feel whole, my friend. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to take a moment to thank you for the podcast, for the women listening, just for everything, Lord. What the enemy meant for evil in my life, you have turned into good, and I am just so absolutely thankful that you are so good and that your mercy is never ending. Lord, I pray for the woman listening today. I pray that she heard these words and that she's going to implement them into her life, that she is going to, if she's not getting therapy right now, that she's going to explore that option. And if she is, that she's going to be honest with her therapist and that she is going to change behaviors and do her homework and make sure that she's using her discernment And I just pray that you will lift her up, that you will wrap your loving arms around her, that you will remind her that she is loved by you and that she can absolutely be forgiven once she has given her life to you, Lord. I just thank you for your mercy and grace and just praise you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, beautiful friend, I hope that you found comfort from today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with someone you know who may be seeking wholeness after abortion? Also, I would be over the moon grateful if you would please consider leaving a review wherever you are listening. It truly encourages me to know this podcast is helping you. Know that I continue to pray for you daily, and I am so thankful for each of you. I'll meet you back on Wednesday for another episode, but until then, take care and God bless.